Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Wednesday, August 28th, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. Praise be, the full company of Broadway's upcoming Tammy Faye musical was announced early this afternoon. As previously revealed, Katie Braben will reprise her London role as Tammy Faye Baker, with Christian Borle as Jim Baker and Michael Cerveris as Jerry Falwell. Joining them will be Nick Bailey as Paul Crouch, Charles Brown as Steve Peters, Mark Evans as Billy Graham, Allison Gwynn as Jan Crouch, Ian Lasseter as Jimmy Swaggart, Ronald Reagan, and the Archbishop of Canterbury, Raymond J. Lee as John Fletcher, Max Gordon Moore as Thomas Monson, a proctologist, and Marvin Gorman, Alana Pollard as Jessica Hahn, and Andy Taylor as Pat Robertson and Ted Turner. Pollard will be making her Broadway debut with the production. The standby for Tammy Faye Baker will be Autumn Hurlburt, who was last seen on Broadway 16 years ago making her debut in Legally Blonde. A 9-person ensemble and 4 swings round out the company. Tammy Faye, featuring an original score by Elton John and Jake Shears, begins previews October 19th before a November 14th official opening at the Palace Theater. Death Becomes Her is opening its Broadway box office to the public on Tuesday, September 10th at 10 a.m. To celebrate, the new musical will be offering 50% off select tickets to performances for the first 2 weeks of previews. Per Broadway World, guests may also receive an iconic Siempre Viva pin and be entered to win the ultimate Death Becomes Her package, including a pair of tickets to opening night, a 2-month subscription to Rent the Runway, a Frownies merchandise package, and a 1-year Peacock subscription. Death Becomes Her begins previews October 23rd, opening night is November 21st at the LaFontaine Theater. Prior to its first preview tomorrow night, The Roommate, starring Patti LuPone and Mia Farrow, has just announced its Russian lottery policies. Free entries for the digital lottery start at midnight Eastern the day before a performance. Winners are drawn that same day at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Each winner may purchase up to 2 tickets each for $35. Digital Rush begins at 11 a.m. the day of a performance, concluding 30 minutes before curtain. Pending availability, one person may purchase up to 2 tickets each for $30. More tickets may become available throughout the day. The digital lottery and rush for the show can be found at rush.telecharge.com. There will also be an in-person rush at the Booth Theater box office the day of a performance. It opens at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Availability pending, one person may buy up to 2 tickets for $39 apiece. The Roommate officially opens on September 12th for a limited run through December 15th. And finally today, some encouraging news on the music front. After announcing earlier this week that Finale would be shutting down its operations, the makers of the popular music notation software have backtracked following immense backlash from people in the music and theater industries. The company now says that they are currently working on a way for activations of Finale to continue beyond August 26, 2025, which was the initially reported date in which it would be impossible to install the software on any technological device. There will still be no further updates to Finale, but one can now reauthorize the software in order to transfer any projects for the foreseeable future. This now means that all those with potentially thousands of files saved through the years can continue to access them. And that's Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.